Be'ezras Hashem, let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Rav Yosef, as well as Le'ili Nishmas Nachman Daniel Ben Ari Tzvi, Danny Morris, Zichron Levracha. In the merit of the learning we do today, their Neshamos should have an Aliyah. Today's daf is Yuvamas Daf Ayin Vav, and we left off discussing. Yeah, we left off by the words Hahu Ovda on the bottom of Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Two lines from the bottom of Ayin Hei Amid Beis. Says the Gemara, Hahi Ivda Dahavi B'Pumpadisa. A story happened in Pumpadisa. Istatim Guvsa the Sheikh Vazera V'Apik B'Mokum K'tanim. The Gemara had a tradition which I don't think is biologically correct, but it was the Gemara's tradition, maybe Dr. Joe knows, that urine and shechva zera, semen, come out of two different pipes in the Aver. And a story happened in Pumbatista, the Gemara says, that the a little hole developed in between the two pipes so that the semen was coming out through the pipe that's supposed to be for the urine. Savar of Bibi Barabai Lachshure. Rav Bibi Abai thought that this would be kosher. Amar of Papi. Rav Papi said to Bibi Abai, how can you say that? Mishum da'asu mimulai amrisu mile molyasa. Because you come from this downtrodden family, you say downtrodden things. Now, who was the downtrodden family that he came from? He came from the family of Eli HaKohen. And we learned that the children of Eli HaKohen died young. As the Pasuk says, V'chol marbis beischa yamusu anashim. Right? Because the family, they didn't behave properly towards women, they got punished. They're going to die young. So he said to him, because you come from the family of Eli HaKohen, you come from a downtrodden family, you say downtrodden things. And that doesn't sound like something so nice to say to somebody. So I saw that the Achronim right here, the Shalah Kodesh writes, that he was trying to tell this to him, Derech Chachma U'Musar. Because the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah that Beis Eli would be atoned by Torah Gemilas Chasadim. So Rav Papi got upset with Rabbi Rabbi, why are you saying this ridiculous thing? Since you come from the house of Eli, you have to be very careful about the Torah that you say, even more careful, and make sure that you say the right Torah so that you get a kapara for being in the house of Eli. Anyway, Bimkoma Mivashla, Shalom Bimkoma Lo Mivashla, the Sheikh Vazera, if it's in its right place, so it'll come out in an appropriate way. But if it does not come out from the right place, it's not going to come out appropriate. A woman's not going to be able to get pregnant. And therefore, this person should be pusle to marry a Jew. He should be pusle level bakal because he has the status of a krus shavcha if he has this kind of a wound. Amar Vida Mashmol. Nikave Vinistam. Let's say the person in the Aver got a hole, but the hole got blocked up, it got filled up. And you can't tell there's a hole there. So we check the guy out. Kol She'ilu Nikre Vinikra. If when the Shechva Zera comes out, the hole will get widened, puzzle. V'ilav, the hole won't get widened, is kosher. Ask the Gemara. Havi be Rava. Rava had a problem with this halacha. Hecha. Where are we talking where this hole is that Shmuel's talking about? That if the hole was above the atara, then it should be mutter anyway. Ilema. Lamata me'atara, if it's below the crown of the Aver. Anyway, it's kosher. I feel nichras dami, even if the entire gid was chopped off above, below the atara, it would be okay. Ela, atara atzma, and above it is also no problem because that's not where the zera comes out. Ella says the Gemara, ba'atara atzma. We're talking about the actual crown itself. That's where if a hole gets blocked up, but if it gets wider when the shechva zera comes out, so that's where it's going to be puzzle. It marnami, we also learned exactly as Rava said. Amar of Mari bar mar, Amar mar ukva, Amar shmuel, Nikev ba'atara atzma v'nistam, if a hole developed in the crown itself and then it got blocked up, kol she'ilu nikre, any kind of hole that got blocked up, that when the shechva zera comes out, v'nikra, pasul v'ilav kosher, so the hole will get broadened and it'll get, so then it's pasul v'ilav kosher. And how do you check this? Shalachai Rava b'rei d'rabba l'Rav Yosef. So Rava, the son of Rabba, asked a question to Rav Yosef. If we have this case of a person had a hole that got stopped up, Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu, Heichi Avdina, how do we test this thing out? Like, the way to test him is, if when the Shechva Zera comes out, it gets widened again. So how do you test that? Amalei. So Rav Yosef answered Rava, the son of Rabba, Maisina nama chamim disare, we bring heated barley bread, umanchinan le abe pukre, and we place this heated barley bread underneath, underneath the beitzim, umikre v'chazinan le, and this heat causes him to have the shechva zera come out, and we see whether or not the hole gets broadened. Now ask the Gemara. Why did you have to come up with this shtick in order to get the guy to have Sheikh Vazara come out? Amar Rabbi, Atu Kulei Alma Yaakov Avinu Havai, Dixiv Bei Kochi Vereishis Oni Shalura Keri Miyamav. What, you think the whole world is holy like Yaakov Avinu? That you need to make this bread to have him see Sheikh Vazara? It's going to happen anyway. It happens to people. El Amar Rabbi, no, so you don't have to use bread. Ma'brinan kame big date sivonin. You show him, women's clothing, and that causes him to have shechva zera come out. He becomes a bal keri. Amar Rava, that's too far in the other direction. Amar Rava, really? Atu kulayama barzilai gladiyu. Is the whole world have a disgusting mind like Barzilai Gileadi, that he was a big balavera? So when he would see women's clothing, okay, maybe he would become a bal keri. So that's why you have to go back to the first answer. Now you use the heated up barley bread. Fine, says the Gemara. So is that called Levatala? So Dr. Joe wants to know, is that called Levatala? You're doing it for a reason, to see whether he's allowed to marry a Jew. Right, so apparently it's not, because it's not Levatala, because you're doing it for the sake of testing him out. This comes up. Dr. Joe, this comes up. I had a maisa with this. I think I spoke about this a few times. So we had a kid in yeshiva who had cancer. And it's a big shaila. He's going to have to do chemotherapy. It's going to kill all the cells in his body. He's not going to be able to have kids. So are you allowed to have him be mevatel motzi shechva zera and bank it, sperm bank? That's what they do with cancer patients. They make them bank the sperm so they have kids. I had this. So a guy asked Rabbi, I had the kid. The kid wanted to ask Rabbi David Feinstein, Zecharon Levracha. So he asked David Feinstein. David Feinstein told him not to do it the first time. So then I sent my good friend, who I know is closer to Rabbi Feinstein. I said, this kid didn't ask the question in the right way. I sent my friend, go back to Rabbi Feinstein with my good friend, who's a student of Rabbi Feinstein. I said, go back with him, and Rabbi was matarit. When my friend went back with him, he was matarit. And then it happened. So that we did this with the DRS boy who had cancer. Tan Rabbanan. My Rebbe Rav Mordechai Will calls this no problem. It's not levatal. Anyway, Tanur Rabbanim. Nikev, if the Aver got a hole above the Atara, Pasul. Mipnei, Shehushoses. If a Nekev happened above the Atara, so this Bryce says it's Pasul because the Zera does not come out in a strong way. Hushoses. It's going to come out the wrong way. It's going to be like it's going to drip out instead of spurt out. And it's not going to be able to have kids. Nistam, however, if it gets blocked up, kosher, mipnei, shehu molid. Once it gets blocked up, it'll come out the normal way. Vizeu psul shechozel lechshero. So this is the type of psul that could actually become mutter, because when the hole happened, it was usser, but now it got blocked up, it's going to be mutter. I never said a good morning to Avi and David Yeshua and Dr. Joe and Jeremy and Reb Mordechai. Says the Gemara, Zehu lemudemai. This is a psul that could return. What's this coming to exclude? Lemute comes to exclude that, let's say you have a hole in the lung that makes an animal into a trefa. Krum she'ala machmas maka bereya de'eno krum. It's coming to exclude if a membrane develops over the hole in the lung. That is not considered to be strong enough. It does not make the animal kosher, because over time, this membrane is going to be ripped off. Says the Gemara, Shelach le'ravi dibar oven labayim. Hechi avdinan. Is there something you could do to heal this guy who's got a hole in his aver? What refuah can you do for him? So Abai answered him, Maisinan sarta. We bring a barley, a kernel of barley, and we take this kernel of barley and make like an incision around the hole so that blood comes out. U'maisinan tarba, then you bring fat, v'shayfinan, and you rub the fat on the makom of the hole. U'maisinan shumshina gamla, u'maisinan shumshina Gamla uminaxinan lay. You take this ant and you place it on top of the wound, upaskinan lay la reshe, and you cut off the head of this ant, and over time this the ant is gonna become covered over that spot, and it's gonna cause the flesh to heal until it'll be totally healed. The dafka sarta, you got to dafka do this with barley. Aval parzala, but don't use metal. Mizrav zarif, it's going to make the wound worse. It's not going to make it better. It's going to make the wound worse. 7:45. The dafka sarta. Aval parzala mizrav zarif. It's going to cause the wound to get worse. Vahani mili katan. That's only if it was a small hole. I'm sorry. Only if the kid was under bar mitzvah. Aval gadol. If the kid was already over bar mitzvah. Mikpuli mikpal. This process is not going to cover over. Even if you do this process, it's going to become uncovered. Vidafka sarta, I'm sorry. Another halacha as far as a hole in the aver. Says the Gemara, now we learned in Bechoros, like we said before, that there are two pipes. One pipe for the shechva zera, one pipe for the urine. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Baravun, hamata mayim b'shmishtei mekomos. Let's say a person develops a hole and he urinates out of both holes. Pasul, he's not allowed to marry a Jew. Amarava, leshech salo kibra veloka abba. Rava says, now we mentioned two halachas, one from Rabba bar Rav Huna and one from the daddy, Rav Huna. Veleshech salo kibra, the halacha is not like Rabba bar Rav Huna, what we just said, hamatamai mishtei mekomos, veloka abba, and not the halacha of Rav Huna himself that we said earlier. What halacha did we say earlier from Rav Huna? Which halacha was that? The Gemara is going to mention it in a minute. Let's see. Gemara is going to say it right now. Now, Bra Had Amaran, the halacha that we just said, the name of Rabbi Bar Avuna, that a person who urinates from both, out of both pipes, is pasul. We don't paskin like that. We hold that he's kosher. He's allowed to marry a Jew. He's allowed to marry a Jew. Now, what was the other halacha? Abba. Oh, right. We didn't learn it yet. Okay. I was looking for it. Abba, the Amar Rav Huna, Nashem HaMisulalo Zu B'Zu. Women who are having marital relations with each other. How do women have marital relations with each other? So they're touching each other and having marital relations. They're rubbing each other, whatever it is. Psulos l'kahuna. So Rav Huna said a halacha that they are pasul l'kahuna because they're considered to be a zona. Females having marital relations, Rav Huna said, they're considered to be a zona, they can't marry a kohen. Like the pasuk says, Isha zona v'chala. But lahalacha, he's wrong. We don't paskin like him. And lahalacha, women that are having relations with each other are mutter to a kohen. Va'afilu Rabbi Lazar, da'amar paneh bala pnuya shelo l'shem ishus asa azona. Even according to Rabbi Lazar, says an unmarried man with an unmarried woman makes her into a zona. Hani mili ish, aval isha, women having relations, we don't hold like Rav Huna, pritzusa ba'alma. It's just considered to be pritzus. It's not considered to be a real halacha. It's pritzusa ba'alma. It's not considered to be halachically marital relations, and therefore she doesn't become a zona, and she's mutter to marry a kohen even after she has marital relations with a female. Wow. Okay. Says the Mishnah. Now, the Torah says, Lo yavo p'tzua daka kris shavcha b'kal Hashem. A p'tzua daka and a kris shavcha is not allowed to marry a Jew. The question is, are converts and freed slaves considered to be kahal Hashem as far as this halach is concerned? P'tzua daka kris shavcha mutar b'giyoris v'mishachreres. Ve'in an asur nel milava b'kal. Shnema lo yavo p'tzua daka kris shavcha b'kal Hashem. But this Mishnah holds, Geirim and Avada Mishachrarim, Shifcha Mishachrarim, are not called Kaal Hashem. And therefore, Ptsua Dak and Kris Shavcha are allowed to marry them. This Mishnah is going like the opinion of Chachamim in Mesechus Kiddushin Dav Samach Tes and Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Kaal Geirim, lo Ikre Kol. However, according to Rabbi Yehuda over there in Kiddushin, Kaal Geirim, Ikre Kol, and a Ptsua Daka and a Kris Shavcha would not be allowed to marry them. But our Mishnah holds that they are allowed to marry them because Kal Gerim and Shivcha Meshachreris is not called Kal. Says the Gemara. We learned earlier, 2 weeks ago, that according to Chachamim, included in the Isser of Kohanim to marry a Zona, it's also a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gioris or a Mishachreris. They are considered to have the status of a Zona. So the question is, can a Ptsua Daka Kohen or a Kris Shavcha Kohen marry a Gioris? That's the question. Our Mishnah holds that a Kris Shavcha is allowed to marry a Gioris. What about a Kris Shavcha Kohen? This kasha. Ptsua daka kohen, mao begioris and mishachoras. Is a ptsua daka kohen allowed to marry a gioris shachoras? Biktu shase kai, do we say that just like a kohen who's not a kris shavcha is not allowed to marry a gioris because of his holiness? So even if he has a kris shavcha, he still retains his holiness, and therefore Vasar, he can't marry her. Odeh malapik dushos ekai. Once a Kohen becomes a Kus Shavcha, he loses his Kedushas HaKohuna Vishari, and therefore he's allowed to marry Azona. Amalei Rav Sheshes Tanisua. We learned it in a Brisa. Ptsua Daka Yisrael Mutter Benesina. A Ptsua Daka Yisrael is allowed to marry a Nusin. Even though a Nusin is considered one of the seven, the Shiva Umos, that you're not allowed to marry. So a regular Yisrael is not allowed to marry a Nusin. But a Ptsua Daka is allowed to marry a Nasin. So the Gemara says, why don't we apply the rule of Lo Tischatin Bam to the Ptsua Daka Yisrael? Shouldn't be allowed to marry a Nasin. So the Gemara assumes, just like a Ptsua Daka Yisrael no longer has Kedusha, so too a Ptsua Daka Kohen no longer has Kedusha, and he's allowed to marry a Gioras. Says the Gemara, you can't compare these two. Amar Rava, Atu Hasam Mishim Kedusha. Is the reason why the Torah says you're not allowed to marry a Nusin because of the Kedushas Yisrael of a Jew? No. Kedusha Velav Kedusha? No. Dilm, the reason you're not allowed to marry a Nesina, even after the Nesina converts, it's not only while the Nesina is a guy that you're not allowed to marry them because of Kedusha. No. The Gemara says, is it because of Kedusha, Lav Kedusha? Ooh. No, it's not the reason. The reason is, Dilma Molid Ben, V'azil Palach Lavodos Kochavim. The reason you're not allowed to marry one of the Zion Umos is because we're afraid if you marry a girl from the Zion, she's gonna teach your kid Avodah Zarah. So that only applies while they're Goyim. But once they convert to Judaism, then they're going to be okay. V'hani mi l'biyosan of the Kochavim. Ki megayre bi Yisrael sharu v'rabbanu d'gazerbu. Now, even after they convert, since there's no longer an issa d'oraisa, there's only an issa d'rabbanan. The rabbi said you still shouldn't marry them afterwards because maybe they still have the goyisha personality even after they convert. So a Jew shouldn't marry them. However, v'chiz gazerbu rabbanan. When did the rabbis decree on a nusin that even after he converts cannot marry a Jew? B'hach d'bnei olidu. That's only where they're going to have kids. Aval hai, but a Ptsua Daka, Delav Barolude, who's no longer capable of having kids, Lo Gazer Be Rabbanan. So the rabbis did not decree. And that's why the Brisa says a Ptsua Daka, who marries Yisrael, is allowed to marry a Nesina. So, if it's only Nisa Drabbanan, to marry for a Yisrael, to marry a Nesina converted, so you can't bring a proof from here that a Ptsua Daka Yisrael is Mutter Benesina. So therefore, we're still back to our question about a Ptsua Daka Kohen. You can't bring a proof from this case of a Ptsua Daka Yisrael because this is a Din D'Rabbanan Lo Gazer after they converted. So you have no raya from here that a Ptsua Daka Kohen loses his Kedusha. Says the Gemara. So let's go back to that Kasha. Elamayata. Wait, now let's go back to this din of Rava, that the Chachamim were gozer on only those that are capable of having kids. Mamzer, if this logic is true, what Rava just said, that by a Ptsua Daka Yisrael, the rabbis never decreed an Isser for him to marry a Nesina who converted. Says the Gemara, Elamayata, Mamzer, Debarolude, a Mamzer is capable of having kids. Hachanami de Asir, you mean to tell me that a mamzer should be usher to marry a nesina who converts? We learned that a mamzer is allowed to marry a nesin, even though they could have kids. So you can't say that the chachamim were gozer for a nesin to marry Yisrael only in a case where they're roy laholid, because a mamzer is roy laholid, and yet it's mutter. Ella answered the Gemara. You have to say that the reason why, Gemara gives a different reason why a Ptsua Daka and a Mamzer are Mutter Benesina. Ella says the Gemara, Ki Gazer Rabbanan, when the rabbi said you're not allowed to marry a Nasin, it's only Biksherim, but Pipsulim Lo Gazer. So they didn't make the Gzera by psulim, like a psua dak or a mamzer, they never made the gzera not to marry a nasid, because it's very infrequent, right? It's milsa de lo gazer, rabbanon. So milsa de lo shchicha, it's very not frequent that a mamzer or psua dak are going to marry a nazir. So milsa de lo shchicha lo gazer bar rabbanon. So that's why they didn't make the gzera over there. And the Gemara continues, Hadar Amar Rava, even though Rava had originally said that the Isser Midoraisa of Los Ischatein Bum was made only on the seven Umos before they converted. But after they converted, the mitzvah, the Isser Doraisa, no longer applies. Hadar Amar Rava, Rava later backed out on his original assumption and held that the Isser Doraisa applies even after they convert. Hadar Lam Milsi. Biyosan. I'm sorry. Rava first said that the Isser Doraisa no longer applies after they convert. But then he changed his mind. Hadar Amar Rava Lav Milsi. Biyosan Ovde Kochavim Lesnu Chasnus. Nisgairu islu chasnos. The pasuk los ischatein bam, Rava originally thought the pasuk only was referring to while they're still goyim. But after they converted, there was no longer nisa d'oraisa, just the nisa d'rabbanan. That's what the Gemara assumed till this point. Now the Gemara is backing out on that and saying, you can't say that pshat. Rava changed his mind. Los ischatein bam. If you're talking about while they're still goyim, there's no tfisas kedushin anyway. So I don't need a pasuk los ischatein bam. You couldn't marry them even if you tried. There's no tfisas kedushin. If the Torah is saying los ischatein bam, it means only after they convert is there an isser doraisa. Meaning even after they convert. Before they convert, you couldn't marry them if you tried. There's no chasnus. Lav milsi, biyosan of the kacham lestu chasnus. There's no tfisas kedushin. Nisgairu islu chasnus. So when the Torah says Los Ischatein Bam, it means from the seven nations after they converted. Like Rav Sheshes said. And if this is true, if there's an Issa Doraisa even after they converted, it's because of his Kedushas Yisrael. So since a Psua Daka, Yisrael is Mutter, Binisina, since a Ptsua Daka Yisrael is mutter to marry Anasin, so must be that his becoming a Ptsua Daka removes him from his Kedusha. And therefore, this is now a proof to what Rav Sheshes said earlier, that similarly, a Ptsua Daka Kohen loses his Kedusha and is allowed to marry a Gyores. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this. Masir Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef challenged this. This that Rava just said, that by a guy, there's no tfisis kedushin. Masir Rav Yosef, vayischatein Shlomo as bas paro melech Mitzrayim. You're telling me that los ischatein bam only applies after they converted to Judaism. Because when they're goyim, there's no chasnus. What about this pasuk says, vayischatein Shlomo as bas paro melech Mitzrayim? So you see, Shlomo did marry Bas Paro. So you see, even though when she was a non-Jew, there was Chasnos, they married. Answer the Gemara, Giyure Gaira. Shlomo HaMelech converted her. Says the Gemara, really? V'halo kiblu geirim lo bimei David v'lo bimei Shlomo. They never accepted any geirim during the time of David and Shlomo, because Klai Yisrael was on top of the world and they feared that people were converting for the wrong reasons. Says the Gemara, Midhu Taima Elul L'Shulchan Malachim. The reason they didn't convert people is because they suspected that they were just doing it to join the when the Jewish people were like kings. Ha Lo Tzrichale. Bas Paro didn't need to convert to be like Shulchan Malachim, so they knew she was L'Shem Shemaim. She was Bas Paro. She didn't need to convert for the Jewish money. She had plenty of money of her own, so they accepted her. Says the Gemara, how could they have converted Bas Paro and let Shlomo marry her? She's a mitzvah. You're not allowed to marry a mitzvah who converted up until the third generation. So if she converted, she's in mitzvahs rishona. A mitzvahs rishona, she's a chai ve'aseh, and this is going according to Rabbi Simai Rashi, says, ein kedushin tovsim v'chai ve'aseh. V'chi tema hanach asli la'alma. V'hani achrinin inu, maybe the issur to marry a mitzvahs was only the Mitzrayim who persecuted the Jewish people, and they all drowned in the Yamsuf. So any later Mitzrayim from later generations aren't real Mitzrayim, says the Gemara. It's not true. V'hatanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Min Yamin Ger Mitzri Hayali Chaver Mitamidi Rabbi Akiva. Min Yamin was a Ger Mitzri. He was a friend of mine from the students of Rabbi Akiva. Omar, he said about himself, Ani Mitzri Rishon. V'nasasi Mitzri Rishona. I married a Mitzri Rishona. Asi Lebani Mitzri Shni. I'm going to make sure my son marries a Mitzri Sheni. Kadeshiye Ben Bini Roy Lava Bukalsa. My grandson will be able to marry. If my son marries a Mitzri Rishona, the kid's going to be a Mitzri Sheni, because it always follows the pogum. It follows who's more usser. So if my son, the Mitzri Sheni, would marry a girl, a Mitzri Rishona, their kid would be a Mitzri Sheni, not a Mitzri Shishi, wouldn't be allowed to convert. But at any rate, you see that even later, even after Kriyas Yamsuf, still there's the din of Mitzri Rishon, Mitzri Sheni. Says the Gemara, rather, Amar of Papa, Anan Mishlomo Lekiv and Esiv. You can ask Kashas from Shlomo marrying Bas Parah, why does it say a lashon of hischate? No, says the Gemara, even though it uses the language of tischatein, Shlomo lo nasiv midei, says the Gemara. Shlomo didn't marry Bas Parah at all. Shlomo was just, his kavana was just to be mezaneh with Bas Parah. There was no marriage. Tichsiv bei, minagoyim asher am Hashem al b'nei Yisrael lo savo mehem, bahem ve'im lo yavo b'chem. You can't marry them. Bohem Dovak Shlomo Le'ava. Shlomo attached himself to this nation even though he shouldn't have done it. Sounds like it wasn't to marry him. I, Elakasha Vayishatain. So what's the language of Yishatain? Says the Gemara Mitoch Ava Yusera, She'ava Mala Lava Kosav Kilu Nishatin Ba. Shlomo loved Bas Parah so much the Torah considers it as if he married her. But he really did not marry her, intended for Znus. Now we're going to go back to the original Kasha. Is it mutter for a Kohen who's a Petzua Daka to marry a Nesina? How could Rav Sheshes have proven from the Brisa and said that a Kohen Petzua Daka is mutter to marry a Nesina? Ay, vaha, anan tanan, but this is against the Mishnah. This Brisa is against the Mishnah. Didn't we learn in our Mishnah? Ptzua daka kurs shafu mutarim begiores and mishachreres. Habenesina asire. You tell me that a ptzua daka is mutter to marry a gioris. Sounds like a nusin is no good. Says Gemara, it's not a good riot. Amaleil tamech, look at the end. Ema seifa, look at the end of the Mishnah. You could prove the other way. It says in the end of the Mishnah, ve'ena asur ela milavo bakol. A ptzua daka is only us to marry a Jew. Haba Nesina, Sharo, Nesina is not kol, so it should be mutter. Elam halakha l'mashmina. So you try to be medayik from the beginning of the Mishnah that it should be usser, but you be medayik from the end of the Mishnah that it's mutter. So both the Yukam are wrong, and therefore you can't prove anything from our Mishnah about whether a Petzua Daka or Kris Shafa can marry a Nesina. Fine. Let's continue. Next Mishnah. Now, the Torah says this Mishnah is the classic Mishnah of Amoni velo Amonis, Moavi velo Moavis. So the Mishnah says, Lo Yavo, the Pasuk says in Parshas, I'm going to say Kisetze, take your guess, somewhere around there. Lo Yavo Amoni Moavi v'kal Hashem, Gam Dorasi lo Yavo v'kal Hashem ad Olam. And Amoni and Moavi is not allowed to marry a Jew up until 10 generations, even after 10 generations. Gam Dorasi, even 100 generations. And by a Mitzri and a Domi, it says, Losev Domi, Losev Mitzri, Gigeri Sabarzo. Barem Hashem Yivalim Dor Shlisha Lashem Kal Hashem. Now the Mishnah is going to explain these halachas of Amoni, Moavi, Mitzri, and Adomi. Amoni, Moavi, Asurim, V'Isurin, Isser Olam. If an Amoni or Moavi man converts, so a Jewish girl is not allowed to marry a man forever. even his great, 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 even 100 of his grandchildren, once he converts, you're not allowed to marry an Ammoni forever. But the female Ammoni and Moavi, Ammonis, and the Moavis, you're allowed to marry as soon as they convert right away. If they convert, you can marry them right away. Mitzri v'Adomi inam asur milat shlosha dor. So the Mitzri and Adomi is only up until the third generation. Echad zchar v'echad nekevus, both men and women. Rabbi Shimon matiras and nekevus miyad. Rabbi Shimon permits the Mitzris and Adomis right away. Amar Rabbi Shimon kavachomer advar. Rabbi Shimon says it's a kavachomer. Uma im makuch asur says zchar miser olam. Ammoni and Moavi, the men, are also forever, yet he just then the cave was miyad, the women are mutter right away. Malcolm Shalasa, Zacham al Shalosha Doris, in the Mitzri and Adomi, that the men are only up to three generations. Kalva Choymer, in the Din Shanat, just then the cave was miyad, or Melo, Im Halacha Nikabel. If you have a tradition about this, we'll accept it. Im Ladim, but if it's from the Kalva Choymer, I could slug up your Kalva Choymer. Yesh Tshuva. I could answer up your Kalva Choymer. The Gemara is going to explain how you could slug up the Kalva Choymer. Amr Lahem, Loiki, I disagree with your shlugim of kamachomer, but anyway, halachani omer, I have a tradition. Even though I could shlug up your shlug up of my kamachomer, I could reject your rejection. As the Gemara is going to explain, halachani omer, I happen to, yes, have a tradition for it anyway. No, but she was, Mordechai is asking, maybe Bas Paro was Mitzris. He held like Rabbi Shimon. Yeah, the problem, I don't think we pass like Rabbi Shimon. I don't think we pass like Rabbi Shimon. That's a, let's see. The Gemara is going to talk about it. Says the Gemara, how do we know that Ammoni velo Ammonis, Moavi velo Moavis? Amar b'yechin, da amar kra. Ucharos shol, is David Yosef the kras ha-plishti. Shol saw David about to go to war with Goliath. Amar el Avner saratzava, ben miza anar, Avner. So David said to his general, Avner, who, this kid David, whose son is he? Yomar Avner, chein avshcha melechim yodati. I swear I don't know. V'lo yadalei, ask the Gemara. Shaul didn't know David? What are you talking about? V'oksiv, Pasuk says before this, V'yavo David el Shaul, V'yamalim, V'ye'ehaveu ma'od, Shaul loved David, V'yilo nosekelim. He would carry Shaul's armor around for him. So what are you talking about that Shaul didn't know David? That was the parak right before that. Pasuk before that said, That Shaul was getting depressed, so that his advisor said, you should find a guy who knows how to play the harp and play for you. And they found David, he knows how to play the harp, and he's also a strong warrior. And he's smart. And Hashem is with him. This was already after Shmuel had anointed David as the next king. And Shaul sent Yishai to send him David. And he used to play the harp for him. And he used to carry his armor for him. So, what do you mean he didn't know him? Show him who he was. Yeah. So, Ella, Avua Kamasha. No, he was asking about Yishai, David's father. So there was still, he didn't know Yishai, Voksiv, Vahish be may shall zakin babanashim, Vamaravitim Rabbi Abba, Ze Yishai, Rabbi David, Shinichnas Bechlusa, Vyasa Bechlusa. He had 600,000 servants. Certainly Shaul knew. Answers the Gemara, Hachi Kamar Shaul. No, Shaul was asking about David's lineage. He was scared that he sort of suspected what had happened, that Shmuel had already anointed him as a king. He wanted to know from which one of Yehuda's sons did David come from. Hakam Hashol, imi peretz asi, imi zerach asi, imi peretz asi malkahave. If he comes from Peretz, he's going to be a king, and he got nervous. He's going to take the kingdom away from me. Shehamelech porates lasos derech ve'ein memachem yodah. Nobody could stop him from grabbing things. It'll just be a chash of a person, but he's not going to be the king. So I have nothing to worry about. Says Gemara, my time amalei sheol alei. Now ask the Gemara, what did Shaul see about David that he thought he was going to be king? Tichsev vayal be Shaul as David madav. Shaul dressed David in his own personal armor. Kimidaso. That it fit, that Shaul's begadim, his big day malchus, fit David. Uksibbe b'shaul, mishikmo ulamala gavo mikalam. He was very tall. Once he saw that his garments miraculously fit David, he said, uh-oh, I'm in trouble. Amalo doega adomi. So doega adomi said to Shaul, achat amashalav imhagun ulamalchus imlav. You're asking if he comes from Peretz or Zerach, shalav imroilav abakalim lav. Forget whether or not he's ready to be a king. You should ask about him, about his lineage. Is he even allowed to be a Jew? My time, Dekasi Mirus HaMoavia. He comes from Rus, who is a Moavi woman. Amalei Avner, Doeg, you don't know what you're talking about. Tanina, we learned in the Pasuk, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Ask the Gemara. So Doeg asked Avner, Elameata. Mamzer v'lo mamzeres. It says mamzer k'siv. I'm sorry. Elamata mamzer v'lo mamzeres. Really? Amoni v'lo amonis. So why say lo yovo mamzer? Maybe it's mamzer, not mamzeres. Says the Gemara. No. Mamzer k'siv mumzar. Anyone who comes from a bad relationship. So Doeg didn't give up. Mitzri v'lo mitzris. Shani hacha. The mefarish time at the car. No. There's a reason by amoni v'lo amonis, ma'avi v'lo ma'avis, because the Torah tells you why not. The reason why Amoni v'lo Amonis is because the Amonim did not offer you water. The man goes out and gives food to the men, and the women don't go out to the men from another nation to offer them water. So then he's still, Doeg still asked. So shouldn't the men have offered the men water, and maybe the women went out and offered the women water? So the woman really could have gone out. So maybe the Ammoni woman, the Ammonis, should also have been disqualified. So Ishtik, Avner didn't answer. The Gemara is going to say, from the language of Ishtik, he could have answered. The Rishonim, the Achronim talk about what he could have answered. Anyway, Miyad, when Shaul heard the words of Doeg, so maybe I could disqualify David. So that's why he asked him, Mayomar HaMelech, Sha'alata ben Mizeh HaElem. Says the Gemara, Hasam Karalei Nar, V'Hacha Karalei Elem. Hachi Karmale, halacha nis'ama mimcha. So Shaul said to Avner, what's the din? May Amonis, did you forget the halacha? Say Yishal b'beis ha-medrash. Go and ask in the beis medrash, like Doeg, maybe he's right. So Shaul, he went to ask the beis Amalei, they said in the beis medrash, Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. Actually, Doeg kolani kushyasa. So Doeg asked all the rabbis in the beis medrash, all the kashas he asked, Ishtiku, and they didn't answer him. So the rabbis wanted to be machers that David was puzzled. Miyad, so Yasra prevented them in the Beis Medrash. The Amasha ben Ish, Ushmo Yasra Yisraeli Hashaba El Avigail Bas Nachash Uksiv Yesar Hayishmaeli Amarava Malamed She Chagar Charbo Ki Yishmael. Yasra fought against the Mama Komisha in the Shomelach Zu Yidaka Becherev. Anyone who doesn't listen to this halacha will get killed. I'm going to kill them. Kachma Kubalan me based in the Shmuel Aramati. I have a Kabbalah from the based manager of Shmuel. Amoni v'lo Amonis, Moavi v'lo Moavis. And therefore David was mutter to become a Jew. Okay. We'll stop here in the middle of the story and we'll pick it up tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.